Diana, thanks for joining us. Tell me about the forum on Thursday.
Fred, we have all four candidates for the Democratic nomination for governor coming to TRC this Thursday, February 8th. Their forum will begin at 7 o'clock in our largest venue, which is the Albert J. Lyons Event Center on South Broadway, 2953 South Broadway. I'm excited because it's maybe the only chance that we here in southern New Mexico will have to take the measure of these four people all on the same stage, answering the same questions from the audience. You can imagine how difficult it was to find a date that they could all be here in southern New Mexico. Let me tell you why. These are, in addition to being busy campaigners, all very active in their own careers. We have a sitting Congresswoman, Michelle Lujan Grisham, who is coming from Washington, where lots and lots of important votes are going to take place this week. There's a sitting state senator, Joseph Cervantes, who wants to be our governor. He's busy at the roundhouse, but somehow, yes, we managed to get him here on February 8th. And we have two other very active campaigners, the progressive candidate, Peter DeBenedetis, and businessman, Jeff Apodaca. All of them will be here to take your questions. We really encourage folks to come out for this because, as I say, it's a rare opportunity to see them together. For those of you who can't make the drive, we will have, if we can work out the technology, because we've got some Wi-Fi issues, we will attempt to have a live stream on the Facebook page of the Sierra County Democratic Party, and we are having a professional videotape made that will be widely disseminated afterwards.
Well, that
so
is,
we're covering all bases.
That is fantastic. Of course, I'm excited to be able to moderate this. I had a chance to moderate another one of your forums, a Congressional District 2 forum a few months ago. We had a great turnout for that event, and we expect the same thing this week. Do you see this as a building movement that more people are interested in becoming involved?
I absolutely do, Fred. The other opportunity that there was to see these four candidates occurred 2 weeks ago in Taos, and 400 people came out to hear and ask questions of these four aspirants to be our next governor. And they had a live Facebook stream that I'm told had 5,000 visitors within the first 24 hours. So we decided here in TRC to move to a larger venue because we sense incredible interest in this race. I mean, so much is at stake, Fred. Our state, I'm a newcomer. I've only lived here for the past couple of years on a full-time basis. Our state's so wonderful. It's such a beautiful place. And yet I was astounded to find out that we rank nearly at the bottom in terms of such important metrics as employment and education. So who leads us forward? Who can reverse the decline is a question that I'm sure is on almost everyone's mind here.
All right, Diana, I have about a minute left. At women's marches across the country, the theme was power to the polls, and organizers want to register 1 million new voters by November. What do you think it'll take?
Well, it's going to take a lot of hard work, Fred, because TRC is a partner in that endeavor. We had our second women's march a couple of weeks ago, and this weekend, as a follow-up to that march, we sat at our downtown grocery store, Bullock's, for 4 days trying to register new voters. We're really proud that we have now added 20 new people to the rolls, but only 4 or 5 of them were women. So it's going to take a massive effort on the part of everyone to make sure that all of our citizens are able to vote.
All right, Diana, I look forward to seeing you and the candidates on Thursday.
Yes, Fred, and thank you again for being our moderator. You are a terrific guy to have at the helm.